Blog Talk.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm so excited to be here this evening. I have my co-host, Shirley Carter. Shirley, are you there?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening for another Hot Topic. I am so looking forward to it tonight because we are in for a treat tonight with double the power. Val, I'm so excited about it.
You know, one of the things I like about this dispensation is it's summertime, and you know, God doesn't take a vacation. He doesn't take a break. He's there waiting and expecting us to move and shift into the next level. We have Soul Retreat coming up September 12th, and I'm excited about that. So those of you that are tuning in for the very first time, the Soul of a Woman Foundation, which Steve talked about at the beginning of the show, it's my 10th year anniversary, and it's September 12th at the Renaissance in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I know a lot of my out-of-town listeners have bought their tickets. Thank you so much for showing up and purchasing your ticket and reserving your hotel room. I really appreciate that. And it is going to be with Les Brown in the First Family of Motivation, along with some other special guests like Dr. Clarence Scranish, very own Blade Martin, Eula Murray, my daughter Latoya is going to be speaking. We have a youth segment going on from 10 to 1 p.m. So those of you that are listening in, for youth from 15 to 23, it is free from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. There is a special segment where it's going to be talking about different topics that affect our young people. People, our youngsters are going through situations in their lives, and they need an outlet. They need someone to talk to, and they want to be heard. So this is going to be an exciting time. It's non-threatening. What goes on in that meeting will stay in the meeting. So parents, you cannot come. Drop the little darlings off there so that they can be a part of that great experience. And then 5 p.m., we'll start the sessions with the speakers that I mentioned before, and then we will close out from 9 to midnight. We will have, you know, a party networking with food, prizes, giveaways. So I am so excited about Soul Retreat 2015, my 10th year anniversary. So, Shirley, I'm glad you'll be
here. Yay! I am excited about, you know, this summer has been really, really good for me. And then to be at your 10-year anniversary, I'm excited about coming here. I've got, in the next 2 months, so much excitement going on. I'm trying to control myself, but I'm excited about being there, Val. I'm looking forward to being with you on your 10-year anniversary. It's like, where did the time go? Where has it gone?
I don't know. And every year I say I'm not going to do it again. But you're driven when you're called to a purpose, when you're on assignment. And I'm so glad I have a friend of mine, Angela Fleming. She's on the show tonight, and she is just extraordinary. She's an author. She's a speaker. And, you know, I thought it was important for her to be on the show tonight because, you know, we go through so many things in our life, and we feel that once we go through a tragedy and we fall down, that we can't get back up again. We feel that when we go through financial hardships and stuff, that life is over. Well, I got to tell you, I lost it all. I was homeless. Me and my four children, we lived in a garage on a queen-size mattress, all five of us sleeping on there for 3 months. It was rough. It was hard, but I made it through. So, Angela Fleming, are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Valerie. Thank you for having me.
Yes, indeed. You know, you've talked, you know, you're a friend to the show, so you've talked before about, you know, your finances going through that situation, but yet in the midst of it, you know, you will call for greater. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted you on the show, because you are walking in your greatness now.
Yes, ma'am. If I got any better, I would be spoiled.
Oh, no. Now you sound like what I say. I know I was in church on Sunday, and Pastor Bishop Fabian Fernandez was talking, and he was like, you know, God loves us all. He don't have no favorites. I said, oh, no, I'm his only daughter. I said, no, he said, no, Valerie, I'm sorry, you're not his only one, you're not his favorite. I said, I'm his favorite. He said, no, Valerie, you're not his favorite.
To him.
Yes, so I am so excited. So, you know, I wanted you to share a little bit about your story so that you can encourage some of our listening audience. You know, people hear me every week, and I try and empower them and help them shift to the next level, but I wanted them to hear another voice of power, of greatness.
Right. You know, Valerie, as you know, that I'm a single mom. And I'm a single mom of two boys. And
I need a little more volume.
A little more volume? Okay.
Yes.
Is it any better?
Okay, a lot better, okay.
A lot better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As I was saying, as you know, I'm a single mom of two boys. And coming from another country, I'm originally from Jamaica, I had to start over. And it wasn't easy. It was pretty rough. It was really rough. And I found myself in a situation where I was in a lot of debt. You name the credit cards, I guess because I wasn't used to it. So I was swiping as if it was going out of style, you know. And mm-hmm. I was spending as if there was no tomorrow. You name it, I had it. At the time, I also owned a shoe store. Why did I open that shoe store? Only God knows. It really wasn't the right time. But I did it anyway. And I was going into a hole with the shoe store. I closed that shoe store down, Dr. Valerie, and I had to get rid of everything. At the time when I did that, I lost everything. I was behind on the mortgage. I owned every institution possible. They were calling my phone asking for their money, and sometimes I would tell them, she no longer has this phone number. That's how bad it is. And I know there are people that can identify with that when the creditors call and you're telling them she no longer has this phone number. But I remember one morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, my car was repossessed. And a lot of times we like to wear a mask and present ourselves as if everything is fine. When we know deep down that is not fine. We're in a hole. And that was my wake-up call. When I see them driving my car down the road at 4 o'clock in the morning, my son came into my room, and I was very embarrassed about it, too, because we put on such a show for our kids, and we tried to do the best for them. And mm-hmm. that was the time when I hit rock bottom, actually. I couldn't pretend anymore as if everything was okay. And that's when I decided that I no longer can do it on my own. And I decided, Father, if you get me out of this situation, you know, I'll never get back into it. And started my recovery of getting out of debt. And
well, you know, one of the things you said was that you started a business. And, you know, the title of the show tonight is When the World is Waiting on You. You know, a lot of people are sitting back, not doing nothing because they're saying it's not the right time.
Yes, yes. And we need to know that everything begins with us. Whatever it is that we want, if we want to get out of that situation, we have to make the first step. If your ship doesn't come out to you, you got to swim out to that ship. I'm sorry. So we have to make an effort. And for those of us that are on a mission, there are lives out there. Our story is a testimony, courage, and to impact someone's lives, to let them know that if I could do it, if God can help me to do this, you know, he can do the same thing for you too, and you can get out of that situation. That single mother that might be struggling with her kids. I remember at one point, Dr. Valerie, when all I had in my fridge was water to give my kids. That was it, just water.
I didn't have a refrigerator, didn't have no food, and didn't have no money either.
So I can attest to that. I can attest to that. Going through the struggles and you're trying to be with a man just for the man to help you, to provide for you, and to help you with your kids. You understand what I'm saying. And I've been there. I understand. But just know that whatever the situation and circumstances is, it's not the end. There's so much more after your struggles and after your situation and circumstances. There's so much more to gain from that. And you can help someone just by sharing what you have been through.
Yeah, you know, when people look in the mirror and they're at the brink of breaking down, not breaking through, and all they can focus on is what they see. I know when I was going through my situation and stuff, I had to press beyond what I saw, because I always knew there was more. Because, you know, a lot of times when you go through situations like how we went through, one of the things Les Brown always says is that we fail our way to success. But you got to get started.
Got to get started. That's it. That's key. That is key. That is key.
Were you afraid?
I was afraid. I was afraid. I was confused. I was depressed. You name it, I was. But I had my two kids that I had to think about, and I was the only provider for them. So there's no way I could sit back and relax and wait. I had to do something about my situation. And sometimes we have to look in the mirror, as you said. We need to look in the mirror sometimes to see where is it, where are we? What are we? What do we need to do? We need to be honest with ourselves sometimes and recognize where we are. And where is it that we want to go? And I had to do that. I had to look myself in the mirror and realize that I was a big mess, a hot mess at that. And, you know, you have to drag your kids into the situation, but you have to do the best that you can.
One of the things I heard you saying without you really saying it is you have to understand your why. Why is it that you have to get up? Why is it that you have to move? Why is it that you need to do what you have to do because the world is waiting on you? What is your why? So how hard was it for you to come in the realization or to acknowledge the fact that you needed something to fight for? Or did you immediately know, because you said that you came from Jamaica and you came, you sounded like you came here swinging. You wanted more when you got here.
I sure did. I sure did. And growing up in the islands, if anyone know anything about the islands, we look at the Mary as the Big Apple and the land of opportunities. So when you come here, you want to hit the ground running. You want to achieve all the things that is here and the opportunities that is presented to you. So I'm from the culture where you got to work for what you want. You have to go after what you want. And I had my two kids that I had to take care of. There was no help. There was no man in the picture. And I realized it was just me and God. And God said, when you move, I'll move. And I said, Father, okay, I'm ready to move. I need to make the first step. And that's what I had to do. I was so embarrassed my car was repossessed. Couldn't take my kids to school. I had to go to work. I had to hitch a ride. I was embarrassed. When I say embarrassment, because We take pride in ourselves and looking good and all that. But at the end of the day, I had to face up to the demons that I was fighting in myself with. And I had to make that first step of moving forward. Mm-hmm. And once you make that first step of moving forward, you see a little light, no matter how far it seems, but you see a little light. And you keep making the next step and the next step. Because at the end of the day, your life and the struggles that you go through, it's going to impact someone else's life. It's going to inspire and encourage someone else to know that they can get up. They can stand up on the inside and do what they need to do.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Now, how can individuals connect with you or find out where your products are?
My website is Debt Free Lifestyle Now. I'm also.
I love it. I love it. Debt Free Lifestyle Now, meaning I want it now.
I want it now. And I'm also on Facebook, Angela Fleming. I also on Instagram, the Debt Buster Diva.
Okay.
And my book is called Debt Free, Stress Free. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So I'm all over. I'm all over.
Okay, well, I definitely appreciate you. And I know individuals always enjoy hearing from you. And thank you so much for being a friend to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Valerie. It's always a pleasure to be here and to share. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, wasn't she amazing, Shirley?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And I love her title, Debt Free Lifestyle Now. So many
right
people
now.
Want it
now. That resonated with me, Shirley. Right now.
Yes, now. Not tomorrow, not next week, now. Oh, wow. Awesome.
You know, I love surrounding myself with powerful women and people walking in purpose, you know. No man or woman can get here without us. We're the only creatures walking on this planet that have the ability to birth both ways, in the natural and the spirit realm. And we have the capabilities of birthing dreams and making them reality. So I love connecting with powerful, great women that are walking in their divine calling and don't mind sacrificing and paying the price to be who they are. Because, you know, at the end of the day, Shirley, we all pay a price to be who we are.
There's nothing free. There is a price to be paid. And it depends on how you decide to live your life and how you take control of your life will determine what price you pay or you gain from it. And I want to be on the gaining end. not where I'm paying out and I'm stressed out. I choose
yeah.
the other end. And I like that her book, Debt Free, Stress Free, because debt brings on stress.
You know, a lot of times we go through situations and the first thing we say is, why me? Why me? Why am I going through this? Well, why not you?
Yeah.
Why not you? You know, sometimes we go through situations and circumstances in our life to push us to that next level. You know, we won't go to next unless we're pushed or dragged. And unfortunately, that's the majority of us walking around on the planet. When everything is going well, we get lackadaisical, we are lazy with our stuff, and then all mm-hmm. of a sudden we rise up again, and then we're like, okay, and then we fall back down again, then we get up and we're like, okay, but the world is waiting on you. Even the scripture says,
yeah.
if we were to go biblically, Romans 8:19, is saying that the creature is waiting on the manifestation of the purpose, the promise that we have on our lives. You know, we're all called greatness. We're all called to do some powerful thing in the earth. My favorite quote, Horace Mann, says that we should be ashamed to die until we've made some major contribution to mankind. So I say to those that are tuning in, what are you doing? What are you doing with your life? What contributions are you making? Who have you connected with and impacted with? As long as you have breath in your body, you know, Les Brown says, if you can look up, you can get up. It's going to be hard because sometimes when you're laying down there on that floor looking up, and you, especially if you got weight challenges going on, it's hard to pull your body up.
And, you know, not only is it hard to pull your body up, but it's hard to get mentally into shape when you're, you know, when you're dealing with so many other different things, and then you send yourself into a tailspin. So.
Yes, indeed. But we have another special guest, Dee Thompson. She's a speaker and a life coach, and she has some products and information, and she talks on purpose. She has products called Purpose Never Dies. Now, talking about having someone powerful on the show to talk about purpose and tell you how it never dies. Dee Thompson, are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Valerie. How are you this evening?
I am well, and it's so excited to have you on, always excited to have you on, because I tell you, you're such a phenomenal individual, and you're constantly fighting and going for that next level of greatness and, you know, unstoppable.
You know, I try to stick to my purpose. I am so honored to be on the show today. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you to your co-host, Shirley Carter. You're such a blessing. You're such a phenomenal woman as well as Dr. Valerie. I am just honored to know both of you and continuously have an opportunity to be within your circle. It is my honor.
Yeah, it is. It is awesome. Purpose never dies. When you first spoke that, I was like, wow. And every time I hear it, it just like reminds me, it's like a walking empowerment tool to the mind, body, and spirit. Purpose never dies. Purpose never dies. So when they see or hear Dee Thompson, purpose never dies. So you're a walking magnet. Purpose never dies.
Yes, the purpose never dies. It really, you know, with the funny thing about it, you know, if someone asked me where how was Purpose Never Dies birth, where did it come from, you know, I can say this. I can remember, and I'm thanking God for you, Dr. Valerie, because many people know I share it everywhere that I go, that I actually met Les Brown personally through you. Well, not, you know, I had met him before, but established a personal relationship with him through you. And I share that on every platform because I think that's very important to know that you have to associate yourself with people that are about their purpose and that are doing things. And, you know, you have to have someone that you can emulate. You have to have coaches. You have to have people that you can learn from. And I can remember sitting in a training that you had organized for Les. And I was sitting there, and if you can remember, Les had me in front of the classroom, and we were going over my life story. And let me say this, coaches need coaches. Let me just throw that in there. You know, we can't get to a place where we want to be in life without someone pushing and coaching us. I don't care how great we may think we are. We still need someone that has been there, that been there, done that, and can show you how to get to your destiny. And actually, you can cut off a few turns and a few, you could cut out a few mistakes being made by getting and linking up with powerful people that already know the direction in which you're trying to go. But I can remember being in that training room there, and Shirley, you know Dr. Bell, she's always in the back of the room somewhere, quiet, always in the shadows.
Always.
She never wants to be out in the forefront, you know, and I'm always, Dr. Bell, you know, pulling her out, and she's like, no, you're such a powerful and phenomenal woman. And so I always see, you know, she has this quiet strength. She doesn't have to say a word. You can just feel the power, you know, in that room.
Oh,
you
she's
know,
so sweet.
And it's the truth, you know, it's that quiet strength. you know, even Les Brown, when he's looking around the room, he's constantly looking for Val to see, am I over time? Do I have enough time? You know, so people look to you for strength. But I can remember that day when we were doing the training. And so Les Brown says, Dee, let's talk about your story. And I began to tell the story about me growing up in a small town, growing up in Gary, Indiana, growing up being the apple of my daddy's eye, and seeing Chicago across the waters and wanting to make it there one day, but my dad died in the process. This is the person who had encouraged me all of my life, you know, telling me that I could be great. I had greatness within me. I could be whatever I wanted to be. I can go wherever I wanted to go. The sky was not the limit. You know, there's something beyond the sky. So he never put a limit on my dreams. And so I learned all of those things at a very young age from my dad. But in the interim, my life was drastically interrupted when my dad died at the age of 13. And so when my dad died, you know, I looked around and I thought my life was over. I you know, that's it. It's all said and done. And I remember sitting there sharing that story in front of the classroom. And I remember Les Brown looking me right in my eye. And he said, you know what? Because your dad had planted something within you that death, the grave, nor burial could contain.
Yes.
And something rose up in my spirit and said, because purpose never dies.
Yes.
It was birthed that day. But I heard it, but I held it until I trademarked it. But I heard it that day. And if I had a video to see the face, you know, so what I'm saying is that when you gather yourself around powerful people, when you surround yourself with not only people that just are skilled and craftful in their area, coaches and speakers and mentors, but people that are anointed, that can see greatness within you and extract greatness out of you. And that's what happened to me that day, Dr. Valerie. As I sat there, purpose never dies was birth. Just sitting there conducting a training. So I am forever grateful to you, number one. I'll never forget the day that I was in my office and you drove up in the car just as casually, cool, calm, and collective as Dr. Val always is, and said, hey, you know, come on outside and meet Les. Seriously?
Yeah,
he's
like,
in the car.
You were like, he's outside with you? I said, yeah.
and so I'm like, you know, it's like, you're kidding. You know, to me, that's like saying, in today's terms, really, Michelle Obama is in the car. You know, the first lady, really. You know, so because Les Brown was one of the people that I had always looked up to. And I did meet him before, but it was at a business with the NAACP Youth Council years back. But, you know, he didn't remember me. So when Val said that, that was, you know, a turning point in my professional speaking career that day. So I will be forever eternally grateful to you for that, Val. I just wanted you to
you
know that. I just wanted it to go on record because I say it all the time, but sometimes you're not out there in the audience. You're traveling abroad, but I always tell people the importance of surrounding yourself. I believe in collaboration. I believe in powerful women getting together, not to compete, but to complete one another in their giftings, to help one another to grow and make it to that next level. And this is what we should all partake in. This is what my life is all about. This is what Purpose Never Dies is all about. It's that thing that you were born to do, created to do, desired to do, aspired to do, the thing that you were anointed to do. It will never die, because it is planted deep down on the inside of you. And my job as a coach is to help pull it out of you and set you on your way. You know, a lot of people will see a gift in you, but we all know, Shirley, you know, Dr. Val, you know, that people can see a gift in you, and they're not always happy for you.
Mm-hmm. True.
They'll see the gift in you, and they will never, ever try to pull it out of you. Some people, and I'm not talking about anybody on this line, and if the listeners are out there and they can hear this, it's not them either, because they're on the call to be empowered. But there are people that will come into your life and they will see things, but they will never reach in to pull it out of you, because some people are so concerned about making it and beating you to that finish line that they're not concerned about their brother or their sister stumbling and falling and not making it. And this is what my life has been all about, helping people to not only, number one, understand their purpose, but to perfect their craft and then to prosper in it. And that's the key, because God has created, he created all of us for a purpose. And we all are here on this earth by design, and we're here to fulfill our purpose. And the key is to understand it. And many people don't understand what that thing is. And that's why, you know, I started doing the classes on what's in your DNA. I do a coaching class on that, and I have another one coming up very soon. What's in your DNA? Some people don't know what they're made of. Some people don't know what's on the inside of them. Some people don't know, once they discover the few gifts that they have, how do I use them? What am I called to do? And this is the reason why you see this perpetual people repeating and patterning themselves after those that they see out there doing things. And so we have now an influx of coaches. We have an influx of motivational speakers. I hate to even use titles, because those titles have been taken and they've been misconstrued by many as to what we really do. But I believe that if we begin to focus on the thing that we were born to do, you will not have any competition. You will not have anyone patterning themselves after what it is that you're doing, because God will skillfully and craftily give you an idea, and he will give you witty ideas that nobody can pattern themselves after. And this is what Purpose Never Dies is all about. Is it a cool title? Doesn't matter. This is what I heard. You know, is it something that's catchy? It didn't matter. This is what I heard. You know, would people receive it? It doesn't matter. This is what I heard. And this is what I'm called to do. And so I encourage everyone to move in that level of boldness and confidence and in authority, that knowing that this gift, this thing came from above. It's nothing. It's very little that I had to do with it. It all came from above.
See, one of the things why people hinder it from moving forward is they feel that they're insignificant.
Sure.
So talk to the listeners that are sitting on that fence saying, you know I feel that I'm called to do this, but, you know, there's so many people doing this. Just like you said, there's so many coaches out there, but they're like, they don't need another coach. So their insignificance hinders them. What would you say to them to shift, cause that shift in their mindset, to activate their faith to move to the next level?
I would like everyone to know that we're all called for a purpose and in a due season. You know, the thing that you're called to do, it was by design. It had already
by
been
design,
thought up.
Yes.
We were skillfully made in an image that would be pleasing to God. And what he visualized us doing is our purpose. When he planted us on this earth, we had purpose. And so we have to find that. So I want you to have confidence in knowing that you were predestined. The thing that you were called to do has already been established. You don't have to search for it. So this is why I talk about purpose, because once you know what that is, knowing your purpose gives you a boldness that will come from the inside once you discover what that is. Once that purpose is revealed, even in your own mind, you will think differently. You will act differently.
Mm-hmm.
You will respond differently to life and all of its challenges that are thrown your way. You know, what happened is when I discovered my purpose, then I realized my value. So I said, oh, boy, my stock is about to go up. You know, my stock is myself. You know, my value was greater than what I thought it was. You see, because once I began to understand my purpose, then I knew that, hey, listen, there are no competitors out there. There's no Burger King on one corner, McDonald's on one corner, and another burger place on another corner. No, 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 no. When God establishes purpose within you, you cannot compete with others. You will be different. You will be unique. You are set apart. And I just want people to know that. But in that, in understanding that purpose, where the confidence and the boldness comes in, you have to continue to train. I alluded to that earlier. You have to, you know, latch on to a coach. You know, let me tell you, a lot of things, I can remember talking to you, Dr. Val, one day, and I was driving in my car, and we were talking, and so I'm just hitting you with a lot of questions, and I'm just, you know, picking your brain, and you're just spinning off these answers. You have a wealth of knowledge. It's a fountain that doesn't run dry. So I'm asking you all of these questions. So when I pulled up in the driveway and I stopped, you know, you said to me, and I never forget this, you said, "You know what? I usually charge $1,500 for all of that information that I just gave to you for free."
Yeah, I remember that.
And I can remember putting my car in park, and I looked around the car, and I said, "Wow, she's right." And see, so what we do, we want information, but we're not willing to invest in ourselves enough to, that's right, solicit others that know more than what we know to get to places that we can't go on our own. We need help. So we need to solicit coaches, you know, to help us to get there. Because what I needed at that time, you had it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to connect those dots and to piece that puzzle together, I needed help from you because you've done it before. You've been there before, you see. And this is what people do. You know, we get complacent in the gifts that we have. I can remember, I have a good friend, her name is Shaneer Adderley, and Safran is her married name. I still call her Adderley because they're a well-known family. They sing, they're anointed. And we used to play tennis all the time. Now, tennis is my game. I love to play tennis, even though my doctor has forbidden me from playing because I play, never play professionally, but I play competitively. You know, I jump up and I hit that ball as hard as I can hit it, and I would play with this one bounce, and if it bounced two times, you're no good. I don't want to play you. I was very arrogant with this tennis game, right? So she couldn't play tennis. And so every day we would go in Miramar and play tennis after work, a couple of days a week. And this was, you know, it had to be like maybe 10 years ago. And so she was like, "D, you know I can't play tennis," but she's very athletic. She played racquetball and everything else. So I knew I was better than her. I knew I could beat her. So I took that opportunity to now build up. And surely I did my backhand. I was practicing my backhand with my left hand. Now, I'm right-handed, mind you. So I was good enough that I could play her with my left hand. So when she would hit the ball, I would hit it back with my left hand. Now, what I was doing was strengthening my left hand because I couldn't play the professionals with my left hand because I would lose every time. So, oh, well, she was the weaker vessel at that point. So, man, she was hitting balls, and while she was chasing them, I'm throwing balls up in the air and talking trash and everything. Well, I remember, she was chasing balls. She was sweating, and all the balls were on the ground on her side because I returned all of my balls. So while she's gathering the balls, you know, she had that look in her eye like, "One day I will beat you. One day I will be as good as you are." And so the season was hot during summertime. So we always took a break during the summer months so you wouldn't pass out on the tennis court. I remember her coming back, and one day she said to me, "So it's starting to turn cool again." This was like the end of September, maybe early October. It's cool again. When are we going to go and play tennis? And I said, "Oh, I'll let it cool off." So she came back again like the next week. "So, Dee, are you ready to start playing tennis?" I was like, yeah, let it get a little cooler. You know, now I haven't played tennis all summer, but I'm thinking, all right, let me just go ahead and play this girl. We got out on the tennis court. So she says, "No, you go ahead and serve." I didn't even see the setup coming, you know, because I played her for a while. So I remember tossing that tennis ball up, and I whacked that ball so hard to make it hit the ground and bounce one time. And, you know, I put speed to that ball. And so I almost walked away to turn my back, and I heard her say, "Bam!" And she hit that ball, and that ball came flying at me, and she hit it so hard, I ducked. and let the ball fall over my head. And I said, oh, it's like that, huh?
She was coming for you.
She was coming for me. But what she had done, she had coached and trained the entire summer.
Oh, wow.
She didn't take off. She made up in her mind that she was going to be the best at tennis. She made up in her mind that I was her biggest competition and that she wanted to be as good as I was and prove to me that she could beat me at my own game. So I'm saying that to say no matter how good you think you are, you never stop training. You never get complacent. You never stop striving to reach that next level. And that's what coaching and training is all about. So when we understand our purpose, we have to begin to perfect that. We have to begin to invest time and money into ourselves and our own growth. I was just a part of the WIN conference with Lisa Nicole, and I was on the panel, not on the panel, but I was actually a guest speaker alongside Jewel Tanker. That woman is powerful. And Lisa Nicole came out and she was so powerful, and then Bernadette Claiborne and all of these women, and they were so powerful. So I have to come up there, listen, you know, I got to show my stuff now, you know. But let me tell you something. I love being on a platform of confident women who know their purpose, because there is no competition. They're in the audience clapping and cheering for you just as much as you are for them. Those are confident women. I can remember being at your conference, Dr. Valerie, this soul retreat, and my husband just mentioned to me today. He said, so are we going? So when is it? Because if you could remember, he loves Dr. Scrantage. He sat there, he took notes. You know, he came home, he read notes, he called in, sent packages. He hung out with Les Brown. We had a phenomenal time. Listen, it doesn't matter how great you think you are. You need to invest time to sit under those that already have made it where you're trying to go. And so I will definitely be there again. I will be there excited like I have been for the last 3 years. I was honored to share the stage with my trainer and coach, Mr. Les Brown. I was so excited about that. And I will be there every year because...
Oh, and it's your birthday weekend.
It's my birthday weekend.
Yeah.
And so I told Valerie last year, I said, listen, I got to have a birthday weekend. You know, he's going to go on my birthday weekend every single year. But guess what? I'm going to be there again this year, you know.
My daughter said the same thing because it's her birthday, too. She's like,
I remember
doing it on my birthday. I'm like, okay.
But guess what? I'm still going to be there, you know, and I'm just encouraging everyone. You know, whenever, you know, opportunities like that arise for you to be in the presence of greatness, take advantage of the opportunity. I know, you know, the cost is a great cost. You know, it's $89 a person, $150 per couple. $89 women spend more than that on a pair of shoes. And we have some shoes, you hear me? You know, so the thing is, you must continue to train. You must continue to perfect yourself in the area of your speaking, of your coaching, your whatever, whether you're an author, whether you're a writer, whatever it is that you're aspiring to do, surround yourself with those people. You know, you're going to get a word, just like me, sitting in a training. You know, I can't say, I've been doing empowerment conferences since 1998. What is there that you can, you know, what else do I need to know? What can you teach me? Let me tell you, every time I sit, I learn. So we must always continually be students in whatever area we're trying to perfect. Never give up learning. Never give up training. I learn every time I speak to you, Dr. Val. I learn every time I speak to other speakers. I learn, you know, I had an opportunity to meet Delatoro McNeil in person, and he invited me to be his special guest at Dr. Tracy Lynn's Super Sunday. And so, and I told him, listen, I learned a lot just sitting there. You know, so regardless of the age of the person, don't ever think that you're above them, that you can't learn from them. We all have to submit.
Yeah, Delatoro is powerful, too. I remember when he was just getting started, and he was trained and stuff by Les Brown, too. And I actually worked with him for a while. in the booking and speaking and telling him things he needed to do to get things in order, and he is phenomenal. I mean,
right.
he's electrifying.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And just to see from when I met him all those years ago to now where he's come, and it was because the world was waiting on him. The world
mm-hmm.
was waiting on him to manifest and, you know, come out of from out of the shadows and of other people and blaze his own trail.
You know, and I'm glad that you stated that the world was waiting on him, because I know that that's a part of this topic. You know, what happens is, even though we know that the world is waiting for us, we don't always take that first step, you know, and go out there. You know, I know, you know, the Bible says the gifts, your gifts will make room for you and bring you before great men. I had gotten a revelation about that. And when it said, your gifts will make room for you and bring you before great men, what it meant to me and what I received from it when I heard it that day was the times are changed. We're in a different dispensation.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about your gifts making room for you, they're going to be the things, your skill sets, your talents, your gifts, everything, your purpose, everything that is within you. People are going to begin to see it, and they're going to demand it. You see, people
Absolutely.
Are going to say, who is that lady over there? Who is that Dr. Valerie Parker that I've been hearing about? Who is that Shirley Carter that I've been hearing about? Send them. Send for them. Bring them to me. And that's how we're going to be ushered into the presence of great men. You see, it's a shifting that's happening. And so people will begin to seek you out. Every door that has ever opened up in my life, it's been on purpose. There's nothing that I've done to create the doors to open. There's nothing that I've done to push my way through them. There's no letters that I've sent out to get into a door. And here I end up on a national tour. Here I end up opening up at the Jazz in the Gardens. Here I end up getting awarded by my city as a woman of distinction. Here I end up being the Women's Impact Director of my church, which some would say, wow, this is a mega church. How did you end up as the director? You see, every door has purpose. And I never try to open that door myself. I rely upon the person who created me to open the doors and set me and place me strategically where I need to be. If I don't need to be there, then I don't want to be there. If it's not according to my purpose, I don't want to be there. I want to live my life according to the purpose and plan that God has for my life. And that's what keeps me at peace. That's what keeps me balanced. Because if it's not what I'm called to do, listen, let me just sit down and learn from you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm always prepared to do. But while he sends us in arenas, one of the things that my why do I do this? Because I want to see other people functioning in their purpose. Here we are, you know, once again, hosting a domestic violence event. And Dr. Val is going to be out of town. But guess what? We have another lady that I met through Dr. Valerie that's going to step into her place and host that event for us this year. You know, Alyssa Hamilton, she's phenomenal. You know, but that's what collaboration is all about. You know, she didn't say, well, purpose never dies. That's what it's all about. She didn't say, well, oh, Dee, you know what? You're so great, and you know, I'll be more than happy to do it. You know what she said? She said, I have so much respect for Dr. Valerie Parker, and I have so much respect for Michelle Swaby, you know, who I was with at one of her events recently, and I have so much respect for you, you know, from afar, because we don't connect, like we haven't done an event together. But because of the collaborations and associations, she was honored to be a part of it. And you see, that's what people fail to understand. We don't have to be busy tearing others down to build ourselves up. All we need to do is collaborate. And once you have a strong circle of powerful women that collaborate, then there's room for everyone. When one person is away traveling, then there's someone else equally as powerful. you know. So do I have to say, oh, well, you know, we don't need her this year. We want you. No, it's not even about that. See, it might be her time for something this year. You're going to be away. It's your time to do something on that day, in that place. It's going to be a move there. But yes, you return home. It's LaToya season. You see, so my job is to create opportunities, to open doors. That is one of the things that I've done all of my life. Create opportunities for people. Pull them in. Show them how great they are and give them a platform. And I've done that all of my life, the same as you, Dr. Val. You know, you
yeah,
pull
but I'm
people
tired
in.
Of people confusing us and thinking you, me, and vice versa. I'm getting it just a little bit tired of that.
well, that's a good thing, though. You know, people do. You know, they confuse me, you know, with Dr. Valerie. But I'm telling you, the last time I was at your retreat, we were up at the Marriott, and so I walked in, and so they said, are you Dr. Valerie? Like, they had some good news. I said, it all depends. Depends on what you're asking me. That's going to make me answer yes or no. Now, if they were asking me,
then,
I need to check now. Well, no, I'm not her. Let me direct you to her.
Dee, the one that get me is when you were talking to Rick Party from Hot 105, and he thought
yes.
You were me.
Yes.
And then you can get him to do stuff. I call him. I can't get him to do nothing.
Rick Party said to me, oh, yes, we did that other event. We did an event. Yeah, we did an event together. And so I looked at him. I said, no, that was Dr. Valerie Parker. And he looked at me with his head tilted to the side, you know. And I said, no, I'm the one from Gary, Indiana. He said, oh, yes. You know, and he looked at me like and kind of shook his head, you know, with that side eye look, you know, out of the corner of his eye, like, you sure that wasn't
right.
You?
What you talking about, D?
That's right. So I said, no, that's Dr. Valerie Parker, but I get that all the time, you know, and so I could be standing, I could be in church because I'm always standing on the door shaking hands, you know, I'm not a sitter, I'm always, you know, greeting people, and people walk in, I'm coming to your event. Okay.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't know why they mistake us. You talk, it's clear that you talk more than I do.
No, I don't. I'm like Les Brown now. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But I do talk. I really do. Because you know what? I didn't understand it when I was a kid, but that was my purpose. You know, so even we have to, you know, we have to be mindful when we have people around us and we see little things about them. Well, sometimes that's their purpose coming out. They just don't understand
yes.
it, you
yes.
know. And so we need to help them to develop in certain areas. Now, it's one thing, you know, I know that Dr. Bell always says this. She always says, and I always, you know, you know, it's hard to see the picture when you're inside
the
frame.
When you're in the frame.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and so we don't see ourselves as other people see us. So we always need to, you know, enlist the help of coaches and trainers that can see. You know, it's one, whenever I speak or whatever I'm doing, I can always say, Dr. Val, how did I do? And I know that I'm going to get an honest answer. I'm going to get a critique that's going to be, you know, on point. And she's going to give me encouragement at the same time. Well, you did great in that area, but you may have talked too long over there. Or you may have done this a little bit too much. You know, and that's what friendships are all about. That's what collaborations are all about. She's not criticizing me. She's hoping to perfect me. Now, she didn't charge me for that. She could have. She didn't.
Don't
you
worry.
See?
I'm going to send you an invoice.
You know, but I know it's from the heart. And I know
yeah.
it's from a place of love, and it's from a place of, you know, I want to see you perfect whatever it is that you're doing. And I just love it. I love you. I love you to pieces.
Yeah, but you know, the thing about it is that,
you will have the opportunity, surely have the opportunity of meeting people I will never meet. Even though it was a connection with, that originated from me, you're still going to be extensions of me. So always perfect that individual that you're connected with, because they will be you.
Right.
And people miss that. People miss that. It's never,
wow,
ever about us. It's never about us. It's what God wants to do through you, because at the end of the day, you will be blessed in the long run.
Wow. Wow. Absolutely. Absolutely. I received that. I received that. When I did the My Purpose Never Dies launch, and what I was doing was giving individuals a platform they had never really spoken in that arena, in that market.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, at that marketplace arena. And even with Rick Party, Rick Party is always behind the microphone, and he's a great speaker, but he's always in the studio behind the microphone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so here's an opportunity to come and share your story. You know, he shares it on the microphone, but when he walked up there, and I was sitting next to him doing the program, and he looked a little nervous. So I'm like, you got this, you know, and I keep saying, you know, people don't know your story. People don't understand where you come from, you know, so when
that
we talk, yes, but that's what it's all about. Like you said, you know, it's about collaboration, but then, you know, here, I'm going to extend my hand one way to reach one person. You're going to extend your hand another way to reach another person. But at the end of the day, you know, we use our gifts to pull the gifts out of people, just in a different fashion. But that's what collaboration is all about. It's like the U.S., like the military.
Well, we're out of time, and I want you to give your information on how people can connect with you and get all your products on Purpose Never Dies, and how they can connect with you for workshops, seminars.
Yes, connect with me. The easiest way to connect with me would be on social media. D Thompson 101, D-E-E Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N 101. That's on Instagram and Twitter. D Thompson on Facebook, D Thompson Speaks, and www.dthompsonspeaks2 is the website. And it's being upgraded at the time. I'm not sure if it's being upgraded, because all of the Purpose Never Dies stuff, I'm incorporating everything now, the trademarks and everything have been complete. But reach, connect with me, and you'll see the upcoming events that I have, the upcoming training that will be posted within the next day or so.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much for joining. It's always great having you on. And listeners, don't forget to connect with Dee and Angela and Shirley or myself. And if you missed out and want to know further information, didn't get their information, you can email me at soultopics@gmail.com. That's soultopics@gmail.com. And also make sure you go to the website and register for soulretreat2013.com. www.soulretreat2015.com. Well, I keep getting that 13 on 2015.com. And I look forward to you joining us next Tuesday. We have a phenomenal guest. Shawn Saunders is going to be on the line again. You enjoyed her all the last time, so she will be joining us next week. So make sure you be back 8 o'clock sharp. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, and replay the show. Thanks again, Dee and Shirley.
Thanks for having me.
No, thanks, Dee.
Thank you.
Good night, and God bless.
Good night.
Good night.